Have you ever wondered why some companies consistently outperform their competitors despite similar resources? The answer lies in a concept so fundamental yet overlooked by 99% of businesses worldwide. In Strategic Kaizen, management guru Masaki Imai reveals the secret behind Toyota's legendary success: the pursuit of flow, synchronization, and leveling, FSL. This revolutionary approach transforms how businesses operate, creating extraordinary results with ordinary resources. Warren Buffett reportedly keeps Imai's work on his nightstand, while companies from Apple to Amazon have incorporated these principles. At its core lies a deceptively simple idea. Business excellence comes not from maximizing resources, but from optimizing flow, the smooth, continuous movement of materials, information, and processes throughout an organization. Today's business landscape divides between traditional companies, 99%, and lean companies, 1%. Traditional businesses maximize resources for minimum outputs, while lean companies achieve maximum outputs with minimum resources, explaining why most businesses struggle despite technological advances. Traditional companies follow outdated myths like cheaper by the dozen and rely on unreliable forecasts, creating excessive inventory and waste. This means warehouses filled with unsold products while new batches are produced based on optimistic projections, tying up capital, increasing storage costs, and causing obsolescence. This approach creates four fatal flaws: excessive resource consumption, quality issues from operational variation, market inflexibility, and disconnects between siloed departments. Few companies adopt lean approaches despite their proven superiority because governance structures prioritize short-term financial results over operational excellence. Quarterly earnings pressures and stock-based compensation discourage investments in transformations that might temporarily affect profits. Without criteria to assess operational status beyond financial reporting, executives lack incentives to pursue strategies that would create sustainable value. The Toyota production system emerged from post-war necessity. When Kichiro Toyota founded Toyota Motor Corporation, he boldly declared, "We must catch up with the U.S. auto industry in 3 years, otherwise we shall not survive." Taichi Ono, a machining department manager, tackled this challenge head-on. Hearing American productivity was 9 times higher than Japan's, he refused to accept this as an inherent difference. His first innovation was assigning multiple machines to single operators, arranging equipment to minimize movement. Japan's 1950 recession forced layoffs at Toyota, strengthening Ono's resolve to improve productivity while reducing inventory. When Korean War military orders arrived, bank agreements prevented rehiring workers, compelling Ono to dramatically increase per capita output with fewer people. Ono's most profound insight came from American supermarkets, where merchandise is replenished exactly as sold. He implemented this concept between processes, creating a pull system where upstream production matched downstream consumption. This supermarket approach evolved into Kanban cards, standard work, leveling, and intelligent automation, the foundational elements of the Toyota production system. Flow represents the fundamental difference between lean and traditional operations. Lean treats flow as sacred, while traditional operations disrupt it, pursuing volume. In lean production, any flow disruption signals a problem requiring immediate attention and systematic problem solving. Flow minimizes resources by eliminating unnecessary movement and waiting time, removes waste, muda, unevenness, mura, and overburden, muri. Standardized work stabilizes quality by making abnormalities visible. Crucially, flow transforms organizational culture by fostering attention to detail and self-discipline. Creating smooth flow requires connecting all processes from raw materials to final assembly. Equipment must follow processing order, often in U-shaped cells, minimizing transport distance. Batch sizes should be progressively reduced toward one-piece flow, work-in-process inventory minimized, and consistent takt time production rhythm maintained throughout. One-piece flow represents the ultimate lean expression, where a single workpiece moves through sequential processes without delay. This requires equipment with built-in quality checks that automatically stop when abnormalities occur, automation with a human touch that frees operators from constant monitoring and allows them to handle multiple processes efficiently. Flow, synchronization, and leveling, FSL, form the hidden secrets of lean strategy. While companies track financial performance, they often lack systems to measure operational excellence, causing them to neglect crucial operational indicators. Synchronization, Dokika, serves two functions: aligning production with customer orders across processes and harmonizing operational time between processes, ensuring both market alignment and internal efficiency. When Ono became director of Toyota's assembly plant in 1962, he noticed lighter components were processed early in the month with reasonable workloads, while heavier units later caused excessive overtime. This observation led to leveling, Heijunka, distributing work evenly throughout the month. Ono's philosophy was straightforward. The easiest and most efficient production is to make the same product in the same number and in the same manner every day. This principle challenged traditional batch and queue thinking, requiring minimal batch sizes and synchronized processing times. The FSL assessment provides a framework for evaluating lean implementation, examining leadership engagement, culture, technical capabilities, and operational systems before focusing on specific tools and techniques. Consider KOA Industry, a traditional electronic components maker facing crisis when the yen's appreciation devastated profits. Under 29-year-old President Koichi Mukoyama, they launched a comprehensive production system with three-year goals. Their transformation began with a shock remedy that became legendary in Japanese manufacturing. Management gathered all sales branch inventories in the corporate gymnasium, revealing most items were unsellable due to obsolescence or damage. By implementing flow concepts and streamlining distribution, delivery lead time dropped from 4 to 5 days to under 2 days, enabling a 30% reduction in sales personnel while creating more time for customer visits. At Yokomori Manufacturing Company, consultant Kenji Takahashi found metal parts haphazardly piled throughout the facility. Time motion studies revealed 70% of operators' time was wasted moving materials between workstations. Despite these inefficiencies, the company president planned to invest in an expensive automatic warehouse system. Takahashi systematically transformed Yokomori over 15 years by implementing production leveling and flow principles. The results were dramatic: eliminated line imbalances, reduced distribution costs, and significant improvements in quality metrics and delivery reliability. The company also experienced unexpected benefits, including reduced overtime, improved worker morale, and enhanced customer satisfaction. Transforming to lean thinking demands sustained commitment. Most Western executives lack operational experience, often choosing financial restructuring over operational improvements when facing challenges. Successfully implementing lean strategy requires CEO and board commitment to long-term thinking, both top-down and bottom-up implementation, company-wide adoption starting with workplace assessment, a senior manager tracking FSL activities and reporting to the CEO, and monthly FSL assessment. As Taichi Ono noted, let the flow manage the processes and do not let management interfere with the flow. This reveals that smooth flow triggered by customer orders is the essence of the Toyota production system. The lean approach naturally reduces costs, stabilizes quality, and delivers ecological benefits through reduced waste. Organizations must overcome key shortcomings: prioritizing short-term gains, favoring financial over operational restructuring, undervaluing workplace management, maintaining inflexible practices, and treating business as merely monetary. By embracing flow as your strategic foundation, you can build a sustainable organization that delights customers while creating long-term excellence. The question isn't whether you can afford to implement these principles, it's whether you can afford not to.